Let me welcome all of you members. We must start with our today's meeting. We have the agenda. Today's agenda is not even distributed. It is on strike. Members, the agenda that has been distributed, I think, to members is the issue of the two pieces of legislation that are before the committee. The bill with regard to the CDU, clause by clause deliberation and consideration of the ABL. As you recall, the last meeting, when we dispose of this matter, was that we task both the legal services of Parliament and the Department to work on the A Bill, which has been made available to members yesterday. And I take it that members will have gone through the A Bill so that we can then be guided with regard to what has been prepared. We can then go clause by clause on the bill, and then we can then move for the adoption after that exercise. But let me put it on record, members, on this particular bill, that the decision that we took as a committee was that for public consultation, we'll invite the written submission. And then that process, I think, accurately was captured by the committee through the report that was tabled in the portfolio committee meeting the last time, which the content advisor of the committee has taken through members in detail of all the submissions that were made and all of that, and we have some kind of serious information around the submissions. We then requested that a vote legal services should sort of extract what are the key issues that are coming out of the submission. So part of what we'll do this morning is that we'll then proceed on the basis of that last engagement we've had, and then presentation of the ABL, and then move to the clause by clause of those amendments that have to be done, and then we then adopt the business. I think that's the procedure that we're going to follow. On the clause by clause and deliberation and consideration of the list of amendment on the electoral amendment bill, that's the second, that will be the second bill that was going to be. So to call members that we have had a presentation from the IEC on the bill, to an extent that we then went for public participation, meaning that they inviting the public to comment on the bill. So far where we are sitting, I'm informed that we have not received any submission from the public, because the issue generally is widely canvassed within the political parties, from the party lines in general. That's why sometimes we don't find a lot of interest from other, you know, either individual or political parties. But we have tried to bring forward this bill, especially looking at the time factor, that we have to try and, you know, finalize this work before the end of the month, when Parliament will be like formalizing, so that we can then allow the NCOP process to kick in. Now we have brought forward this bill for today to start on the process of the deliberation on the clause by clause on the bill. Let's propose there are about 20 something amendments that we're dealing with there. But slowly we'll be taken through. The intention was to have public hearings today. I mean, to hear public submissions and public hearings today. In the absence of that, we have then brought the bill forward. So we'll then deal with this matter, taking into account that we're supposed to be dealing with it next week to finalize the clause by clause and then adoption. So it gives us time from now and until next week. I now understand that the Electoral Commission has made further submissions on the amendment of this clause. Okay, we'll deal with it when I've received a proposed amendment, further proposed amendment. And earlier, when we were consulting at the table together with the Deputy Commissioner, we were trying to look at the rules of Parliament and how they guide us. When we now deal with an amendment that comes after the bill has been tabled before Parliament. So we'll then engage on that process at some point and then find a way of how we navigate that so that the deadline, our deadline is the 27th, that this bill must be adopted by the 27th so that the NCOP process can come. Part of the intention that we thought we'll do if we have received public comment, we're going to engage both jointly with the NCOP. But in the absence of that, we felt that there's no need to, there's nothing that we have received from the public. So we'll allow the NCOP process to move as required by law on their own to deal with that process. They may not finalize the bill end of this year. They'll definitely have to finalize it early next year when they come back from December. So on that note, that's how we're going to proceed this morning. In my engagement yesterday with the Director General of the Department around the issues that are outstanding, and the outstanding issues is your VFS issue and the issue of litigation and the issue of litigation generally, VFS and litigation and on the issue of the legislative report, which we still have to deal with. These issues, we then, you know, in my engagement, I then said that because already we have started to deal with the issue of litigation, you recall in the last meeting that, especially that one case, that we're informed and told that the department currently at court with the matter, and we felt that the subject should be there. But then agree that let us receive a presentation, further presentation, without going into detail of these cases, just to take us through what are these cases that are before the department. And the cost generally that we have spent so much so far with all these issues. Now, we are going to create a slot under point number 5. It will be towards the end of our meeting. Just for the department quickly to take us through those litigations. The issues of litigation is ongoing, does not end here. It means that the committee will keep on interacting with the department on such, you know, cases that will be presented before this committee. The issue of the VFS, we have taken a resolution already as a committee. In our BRRR report that is going to go through the House today, we do make a recommendation about that particular area there. And I just want to make it very clear so that it's properly recorded. Our intention is not to run procurement, as others want to suggest that this committee wants to run procurement. We have our concerns, and we've deliberated on those concerns. Anyone that has an issue can go and look at the report of the BRRR, and you will find the concerns that we have raised as a committee there. So the issue that the notion that comes in that says that this committee now wants to run procurement, we know it's a flawed process. We told them from the start that we know that they're going to extend this contract, and they deliberately are going to extend it for a year. And that's why we want to put a stop, that everything must be done proper, they must follow PFMA to the latter. If they were to advertise that in almost a year without doing anything on that contract, at the end, we just want to come back and say, we are going to extend it for another year. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, we're not going to accept it. As long as we pass the budget of, unless next year we're not going to pass any budget of any department. If the behavior is that you want to paint the department as if you want to interfere. Because I figured that this issue that I'm going to remember, that in some quarters, all the department is a feeling that they want to interfere with their procurement. If their procurement is flawed, does not follow PFMA, we're going to fight. We're not going to accept it here. Okay? So on that note, therefore, we'll then put a 0.5 members, I believe, just to receive a formal tabling of that document from the litigation. We'll put it as 0.5. So that we'll put it. We still have tried to schedule the meeting for Friday, and I've just learned from members that majority of the members are not going to be here. So it means that we'll postpone again those issues. And as I've said, that it's now going to be maybe one or two items that we'll then have to do next week. But the issue of the legacy report comes in. And all the minutes and the oversight report of the committee that we have not yet adopted. We've been working very hard, but we have not adopted neither our minutes or the reports that we have done on oversight. So we need to schedule the meeting for next week, make sure that all those reports and minutes are sort of sent to members, for members to go through those minutes and reports. Next week, definitely, we must make sure that we adopt and finalize all the work that we have done. So it becomes difficult if we do oversight, we make recommendations, and we don't adopt those reports. We don't go to the national assembly for adoption, and those recommendations, I think, it just falls away. Are we fine on that note? Do you want to see your resume? Yes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, without being, not to be funny at all, I just want to be straight up in this regard. Chair, when we received the invitation to come today, it was only on the civil union and the electoral amendment. So the presentation that we have of the litigation and stuff is back home. We didn't bring anything with us. So I would, with your indulgence, Chair, request if we can maybe postpone that to next week then, because we don't want to be found wanting at the end of the day not be able to present something that we did not bring with, based on the invitation that we received for today's meeting, Chair.
So it means that yourself and your DG don't communicate. There's no communication with the DG. Because I spoke to him at length. In fact, he was insisting this meeting and the meeting today is not going to be here, and the meeting on Friday. Therefore, they're appealing that you can then put the issue of litigation for today. So they already have started. After that, he does not communicate with the department. So I can then schedule the meeting for Friday for him to come here. And you know, because that's not how it was operating. You know, once you have made, and I put this thing before the committee, I took a risk that I'll put it before the committee, and once the committee agrees, then we'll put it as an item. And he has not communicated with these people. I think it's not fair. So we'll leave it, and it will follow.
I do apologize for that, Chair.
No, that's fine. It's your DG that must apologize. And we'll definitely recognize it. Okay, members, let's get the apologies.
Good morning. I've got only one apology from Ms. Shabalala.
We have invited the police here. Okay. Now, we have invited the police to it as a matter of a serious, that requires serious agent attention of this committee. Now that the DA has just informed me, this meeting is being broadcast. We're going to have a closed session. If I knew, I would have just started with them that they're here, so that they can go and do their work. Or can we maybe, I don't know how we're going to do it now. You have not alerted me, but you're going to alert me so that we deal with this matter. There's a serious matter that I want to bring to the attention of members, which is now before the committee, before the police that matter. Now, is this supposed to have related to me? It does not. It's not. So what do you do? I'll give you a chance. I'm just trying to resolve something here. I'm just going to plead members for the purpose of this matter that I want to bring before members. I'm going to plead that we allow the rest of the people who are not members of the committee just to stand outside for pure 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, and then we'll call you back to come and join us. All people who are not members of the committee, just for 10 minutes, okay? And then we'll call you back 10 minutes, exactly 10 minutes. Only members of the community can. only members of the Parliament.
Not members of Parliament.
Oh,
I
look
member of Parliament, but you're very
serious. No, that's fine.